KRCL champions building a more socially engaged Utah through locally driven programming that promotes music discovery and civic participation. Tune into KRCL on 90.9 FM for a curated mix of music, including at least one track by a Utah artist every hour. From alternative rock to reggae, blues to bluegrass, KRCL is here to bring you the greatest bangers all day, every day.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Josie Cordova, and I use they-them pronouns. I make music under a label called Syzygism, which is essentially an umbrella for releasing generative music. Most of what I produce has a strong generative process behind it, so I'm more of a curator or like a midwife of these larger creative processes than the musician. The system that produced this album makes use of a simulation of an ecosystem. It's a very stripped down and abstracted simulation wherein you have a handful of these kind of like sketches of animals with very simple simulated life cycles and needs. They compete for resources, they court each other, and they mate. And when they do that, they express their musical genetic code in musical terms. I like never have an end product in mind, so it's always kind of necessarily a like sandboxy exploration thing that it, rather than being like this top down, like I have a brilliant idea for a song and I'm going to compose it. I like start with a tiny little seed of like even before the song could begin to grow out of this seed, like it has to grow the engine that produces it, and those are always accidental too. Like I'll usually have an idea for a system that I want to build with a certain kind of like flavor of output that I would like for it to be able to achieve, and the system that ends up growing out of this like intention usually isn't the thing that I intended to build, and it usually doesn't produce the thing that I wanted it to build, but usually it's better than what I might have. Like the process of like ferrying it through from this like very early stage to like cultivating the output of it and then kind of putting like an aesthetic sheen on it so that I can share it, I feel like that last stage is always something that I could not have envisioned at those earlier points. And so in a lot of ways I feel more like it's like gardening than like sculpting, you know? And so I like, that is something that I'm really attracted to about generative art, is that I don't have to have like a crystalline vision for a thing, because I tend to be really precious about things. Like if I was fixated, if I believed that I could achieve some like level of like perfect execution of a vision, then I would never get anything done, because as like a perfectionist and as a person who's like precious about stuff, I would just be so bogged down never reaching that like level of execution that I might set out for. it's fun to feel a sort of disconnection between myself and the product of these processes, because I feel like at once I'm like distancing myself in like an ego sense. Like I'm like, I don't actually have ownership over anything that comes out of these processes. So it kind of necessarily keeps me humble in a way. But then at the same time, if the output of a process I'm very proud of, I'm like, I did have some role in this, like a godparent of this creation. And then if it sucks, then I can be like, that was not my fault. I had nothing to do with it. Honestly, now that I'm like talking about it, I do feel weird about it being like I just feel weird about it being so much about like sexual reproduction. On some level, like I think it is interesting, and it's not inelegant and it's not dumb, but it's super like bioessential thing that the idea that the thing most we're celebrating is the like passing on of DNA. At the time that I was designing the system, I had just different feelings about materialism and spiritualism. Like, I was kind of a skeptical, like pure materialist, kind of rationalist. And at that time, I did feel like maybe the most important thing that one could do to hope to like have some like lasting influence on the like the physical world or like human culture was to just like hope that your kids could be more influential than you are, you know? And I think that was a depressive expression, you know, like I'm a piece of shit. I don't think that I will be able to like make a mark on this planet. But if I was able to like have kids, maybe that would change that. I think it was like a subconscious expression of my own inability to express anything of real like emotional value through artistic processes. Like in the same way that initially I think generative art was for me a way of like distancing myself from the emotional investment necessary to produce good art. But because the system itself is already like highly abstract, it doesn't like I could so easily just control F and replace all mentions of like mating with like some other form of like creative communication. Like the organisms themselves are abstract enough that they could be transformed into ideas or something, you know? Like it doesn't have to be like sexually essential or biologically essential. That just was the association that I assigned it years ago before I was able to like reckon with a lot of stuff that now is like important to me. The tool is a product from of a different time and of a different version of me, but the like fruit that it produces still feels fresh. What you're about to hear is the title track off of Come From a Planet Called Earth by Rough Hands, which is a band that doesn't exist. It's a very punchy, very beefy little song, and I think it's representative of the sound of the album as a whole. It's heavy and brutal, and it burns itself out in just under 20 minutes. Enjoy!
Earth.
So you can find this album online at Bandcamp. My Bandcamp is Syzygism. It's syzygysm.bandcamp.com, I think is the URL. And you can also find me on Twitter, where I mostly shitpost, but future projects, a couple of which are in the works, and I'll have more to share about them pretty soon. So you can find me on Twitter at SugiMommer, like Sugar Mommy, a spoonerism of Sugar Mommy. It's SHUGGY_MOMMER. And, oh, and on the Bandcamp, I'm in the process of getting some very cool t-shirts made with the album art for Come From a Planet Called Earth, which was drawn up by a very cool artist who you can find on Instagram at OhNoSam, OhNoSam. He's very cool. And also tapes, doing a tape release too for the album. So look it up on Bandcamp. And oh, and one other thing, if you should buy the album on Bandcamp, and just pay what you want, if you should buy it on Bandcamp, you can download the album, and it comes with the 4-track MIDI file. So if you want to like remix this album, experiment with instrumentation, that would be extremely cool. It also comes with a PDF file, a sort of zine of the 350 plus song titles that didn't make the cut, all generated from a strange AI song naming process. They're all funny and cool, and yeah, please look it up and hit me up. Also, if you have questions, you can DM me on Twitter. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.